That's the theme of the 30th annual Fired Up, the annual show in Machozen on Vancouver Island. Each of the participants has created a small work on the theme of a toast to clay. So if you're going, that is going to be fun to see. And as a self-proclaimed pottery groupie, I will raise a toast to clay any old day. The group behind the event is Fired Up Contemporary Works in Clay. It's made up of some of the finest potters working in British Columbia today. And this year, to mark their 30th anniversary, they've invited back some former members. And they are also featuring the work of six younger potters, too, the future of pottery. One of the members of Fired Up is Mary Fox from Ladysmith. And I talked to her yesterday just as she was packing up to head down island to Machozen. And she told me that even before she was a member of the group, she was a regular at the Fired Up annual show.
When I was a baby potter, I used to love going out to the Fired Up shows and checking out all the pots. And, that, you know, that's how you learn, looking at other people's work. But the great thing about Fired Up is the variety of work. You know, so as a young person starting out, I could go out to that show once a year and see all the people that I aspired to. I mean, I would never back then have dreamt that I would be one of them. But, yeah, I could go out and, you know, look at the work and study it. And everybody was always so welcoming and kind, and they talk about the work. And it was a highlight of my year, every year.
When you talk about being inspired by the different styles, the different ways with ceramics, can you explain a bit more about that?
Everybody's work is so very different. And, of course, when you're starting out, you're searching for your style. You don't really know what your style yet is. So
right.
you're like a little hungry, you're like a starving person at a smorgasbord, you know. You're picking at everything. And you're learning from everything. So, you know, I would look at absolutely everybody's work. I always had my favorites, but I would feel up everybody's pots and, you know, ask as many questions as I would feel was polite, you know, before I would start to, you know, think, okay, I'm getting annoying, time to move on.
And was there, when you look back, was there one kind of style that you were usually most drawn to? You know, your favorites, were they kind of in one ballpark?
Yeah, interestingly, that's an interesting question. There were certain people's work that I would always keep coming back to, and it would always kind of be a bit of a source of wonderment to me because it was always the simplest forms that would always draw me back, and I never really understood why, because to me, looking at them at a young age, I would think, well, that can't be as difficult to make as, say, this person's work over here, which is so much more ornate mm-hmm. and decorated, but I would always be drawn to those simple forms.
And that's what you excel at now, those beautiful, simple, clean lines on the forms.
Yeah, it's funny, eh? The Groves, I used to just love the Groves work. Jan and Helga Grove, I would just, their soft, buttery glazes, simple forms, I would just, you know, hold them. I can't believe I don't have one of theirs in my collection, given how many pieces
you fondled.
I felt over the years. Yeah, fondled.
And then the glazes, your fascination with glazes, did that come around the same time too?
Well, I don't have a mathematical mind, so I was actually really intimidated by the glazes. That was a real hard one for me. Back then, I was learning from books, and they would always talk about the molecular weight theory, and then I would read about it, and I would not understand it. So I would read about it again, and I still would not understand it. So eventually, I just started playing around with ingredients and started going from that perspective to find my way to where I am today. With the functional work, that was a little bit easier. But with the decorative pieces, I really wanted them to have a feeling of antiquity. And there were no glazes that, you know, you could just put on a piece that would make it look old. So I really had to play around with the ingredients and the firings and such to stumble upon where I am today.
Lots and lots of trial and error.
Oh, my Lord, yes. Many heavy loads out to the garbage can. Many, many, many.
that noise. Crash.
Oh, yes, that again. And then, of course, and nowadays, I mean, people come into my gallery and they look at all the work and they say, how many potters work here?
Because the work is so different or because there's so much of it?
Well, both. There is a lot of work. I have been accused of completely overwhelming people when they come in. But also the variety of the glazes and such. When I was starting out, I would never have thought that I would end up with so many different finishes. But through constant, you know, playing and tweaking, I have. And then, of course, then I have to, setting up for Fired Up, I have to decide out of all these pieces, which ones am I going to take?
That must be hard.
Oh, it's horrible. You know, I make little groupings. Years ago, when I rebuilt my studio in 2007, so now I have a nice gallery and lots of space and stuff. But years ago, I used to work in what is now my kiln room, and it's quite a small space. So to get ready for Fired Up, I would put little groupings on the racks, and then so that people wouldn't pick at them when they came in the gallery, I would put little post-its on the racks, and always trying to I wouldn't write Fired Up, so I'd have all these post-its on my board saying, F you, F you, F you, F you. Somebody, but I didn't think about it, right? I'm just writing the abbreviations for Fired Up. Somebody comes into my studio and they're like, they look at me and then they look up at the rack and they're like, why does it say F you everywhere? And I'm like, huh? Oh, no. That's just the abbreviation for Fired Up. Those are pots for Fired Up. Don't touch.
Not the welcoming atmosphere you were hoping to create.
No. How dumb am I, eh? So anyhow.
So do you still do the groupings as you're preparing to think what to bring?
I do. And I did it again this time. Because I like to do, I do groupings with all my work, pieces that naturally flow and go together. However, then I start to run out of room, so I think, oh, well, I'll pack some up. And then I forget what I've packed up. So I'm sure I've got way too much work.
It must be fun sometimes to watch the faces of people who are coming up to look at your work, especially if it's somebody who really appreciates ceramics or somebody who's working in the field themselves, just to watch the pleasure on their faces, too.
Oh, it really is something. Sometimes I'm quite taken aback by people's responses. It's humbling.
What do you mean?
Well, I actually had a woman once come into my, not that long ago, come into my gallery, and she just stood in the middle room, and all of a sudden she got all choked up, and she just said she could feel all the beauty all around her, and it just moved her so much, and I was touched, of course, that she had this response to my work, and also that she would share it. Like, sometimes people can be really, really moved by the work.
Yes.
And then you know you've really succeeded on some level.
That's got to be such a nice connection to make that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always really amazing. And I get great letters and notes from people and emails, you know, telling me, oh, you know, I picked up a piece of yours at, you know, wherever, whatever gallery, and it's been in my home for this many years, and, you know, I just wanted to tell you what it means to me. And I get these sometimes out of the blue, and I'm always so, so touched, because, of course, you know, I put a lot of myself and into each of these vessels that then leave me, my babies, they go to somebody else's house, and it's just so, I don't know, so gratifying years later to get that kind of feedback.
Well, yes, and so lovely that people will take the time to say thank you for something that adds so much to their daily life.
Oh, I know.
Well, I hope you have a grand time this weekend with Fired Up, and my mouth is watering. I wish so much I could be there.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting show. Looking forward to seeing, you know, all the work that everybody's been doing for it and meeting these new future ceramicists as well.
Lovely to talk to you again, Mary.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Mary Fox is a potter from Ladysmith who's part of the 30th annual Fired Up show happening this weekend at Minchosen Hall. The theme this year is a toast to clay. 26 minutes after 8, after 9 Mountain Daylight Time, and start